difference between Sean's help and any other evangelist? He said, if revival's not there, he's not afraid to create a revival. How do you create a revival in a dead church? You go bring up somebody that's dry and you place fire.
Right. Right.
By all means, this church ain't dry. You have got everything in order to the T right now. To have one of the biggest revivals I have ever seen in my life.
Well, glory.
Well, I'm not just saying that to lift you up. I'm telling you what I feel. I'm telling you what I felt when I drove in this parking lot. This church can't be running and busting in over 200 people in 6 months. I promise you. How?
Jesus.
God to produce.
Right.
I don't believe it's coincidence how the Lord allowed me to preach that Sunday night and this tonight. I don't believe. I believe it's a continuation of Sunday night that Jesus Christ. He's saying, you got to listen what the Holy Ghost is saying. That it's wrapping up and it's time for revival. It's time for an outpouring. I'm telling you, friend, what do you need to do? You need to start preparing the sacrifice. You need to start preparing the entrance of the kingdom of God, of the sanctuary, with your praise, with your time of fasting, with your prayers, and create an atmosphere that when somebody walks in, they'll walk in and say, friend, I've never felt what I felt in this place before. I've been to a lot of churches, but this is the first time that I've ever felt the Holy Ghost as strong as it is. Yeah, friend, I believe that's what they'll say, and I believe what they'll do is the Holy Ghost will convict them. They'll run to the front of an altar and God will heal them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why would God do that? Because He saw that you were willing to get out of your comfort zone and reproduce what God has already given. Praise God. The problem we have most of the time is that the majority of our churches is that our doctrine ends with our salvation. Repentance, baptism, Holy Ghost. Our doctrine ends with us knowing how to be saved. And most of our truth just gets us in the church. And for the rest of our lives, we come to church and we go home and we live saved lives. But lives without purpose. I'm not interested anymore. When I started this thing, and I began to sell out in the year of 2014. Friend, I was willing. I sold everything that I owned. When I started to evangelize, the only thing I had was my clothes on my back. I sold almost all my dishes, my mattress, my pillows, my coffee maker. I sacrificed. What was you willing to expect? Revival. I was willing to expect an outpouring. Our very first revival we went to, 18 were baptized in Jesus' name. 14 receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Next revival we went to, it was a small church running 15. We were only there 2 weeks. That church when we left started bussing people in. They were running 50 when we left in 2 weeks. What do you say, Brother Latif? I'm saying revival is everywhere. Revival is accessible to each and every person. But the answer, the question that I have for you tonight is how much are you willing to invest in your local church revival? Saul, Bible says in Acts 9 and 15, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. Saul was a murderer. The body of Christ. Jesus Christ looked down and saw. And he saw a diamond in the rough. A jewel that had not been polished. And he saw something in Paul. He saw something that he could use to help and to benefit the kingdom of God. Not only do I believe that God sets the solitary in the families, but I believe, friend, that this church, this very assembly, this very body, the people that are within these four walls, that you are a jewel, you are a diamond in this very community that God is looking at, that God is hoping to use as a diamond, as a jewel, to better and benefit the kingdom of God. But friend, I'm going to ask you this. Are you willing to be broken? Are you willing to be put in a fire? Are you willing to be polished? Are you willing to have God mold you and shape you into the revival that God wants you to become? At Souls Harbor Apostolic Church is a difference maker in this community. It's not by accident you're a member here, that you go here. We've got to go beyond just attending.
Yeah, right.
I've heard through the grapevine that this coming Sunday morning, it's one of this church's biggest services during the month. I wonder what would take place if somebody got a revelation.
Come on.
That I am a revival, and you would cause something to happen in your neighborhood or on your job, that every seat in this house will be filled this Sunday morning and there will be standing room only. I wonder what would happen to you, the non-believers, that 15 or 20 would come in here and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I wonder what would happen, those that are without faith, that 15 or 20 would be baptized in Jesus' name. Brother Tim, that's far-fetched in your way of thinking, yes, but in mine, all things are possible to those who believe. I'm telling you, friend, I would believe. It wouldn't amaze me if God was in 5 and 10 and 15 people every service who were ready and willing to receive the Holy Ghost. But it was up to us to create an atmosphere for them to receive it. Revival in the local convenience store.
Amen.
In the Mexican restaurant down the street, and all your little places that have become routine lifestyles. Create something to happen on your job, where when you get on your job and the Holy Ghost meets you, and all of a sudden it's just not another day to work, but God meets you on your job, and that person that you've been praying for so many weeks and so many months, tears begin to float in her eyes, and God allows you to lay hands on them and they receive the Holy Ghost. Are you so passionate because I'm a soul winner?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who you are?
Ooh. Yeah.
Better yet, I want to ask you this. Does hell know who you are?
Oh, yeah.
When you pray, does hell tremble? When you begin to talk to someone Does hell take notice? How is that possible, Brother Tim? Because in an instant when Saul got knocked off of his high horse, and he said, "Lord, who art thou?" And he said, "Jesus Christ, whom thou persecuted." In an instant, the Bible says it was as scales that fell off his eyes. He had a revelation of who he was. After being baptized and receiving the Holy Ghost, Elder Paul became a revival. Everywhere they said not to go, he went, and people were healed. People were preached to. People received the gift of the Holy Ghost. What do I have to offer them? Remember the story in Acts chapter 3? Right after the day of Pentecost? How many times did Peter pass by the temple and the church to go up with prayer? How many times did he have nothing to offer? Oh, but the day after, the Holy Ghost fell. He began to tell that man that was laying at the gate of Beautiful, "All these years, all this time I haven't had anything to offer you. But this time, oh boy, silver and gold, how about none?"
Right.
Oh, but I got something that got a hold of me on the day of Pentecost. I've got something. I've got a new fire. I've got a new revelation. And when I was in that upper room and the Holy Ghost fell and filled me with the Holy Ghost, I've got something to give everybody. He said, "Arise in the name of Jesus Christ." And that man got up, and he got up a dancing, and he got up a shouting. You know what? He beat baby Peter all the way in the church. He was dancing in the church. He was shouting in the church. All because Peter became a walking, living, breathing revival. Allow power and demonstration. To expose through himself. And that's what people want. I want a musician to come, please, to the piano. Friend, we are the revival that God has already seen. God's not looking for a David, a Moses, an Abraham, an Israel, a Joseph, a Peter, a Paul, a Luke, a Mark, a Matthew. God's not waiting on this super anointed apostle to step foot on this earth. He has already chosen you with purpose and a holy calling. But Otef, you just don't understand. Friend, Jesus Christ did not come upon this earth to debate scriptures. There's nothing tonight to debate. It's all in black and white and red writings.
Right.
The Son of Man did not come to expound on the scriptures. But the Son of Man, the Bible says, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The mission statement of Jesus Christ is that I have come to seek and to save. You see, friend, there's got to be a call from the inside. get a want to.
Right.
You got to get an attitude about soul. A call from above. This is already taking place when He filled you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. But friend, last but not least, there is a call from below. The Bible said there was a rich man, a man by the name of Lazarus. Lazarus was a beggar at this gate. This man passed him by, provided no food because he did not want this beggar to hang around his home. So what did he do? He starved him to death. He had a talent, he had an ability to help this man. He had the money, the wealth, the strength, and the energy. But he failed. And he too died. Bible says that this man found himself in a place of torment. And when he looked up, he saw the one, the beggar, the one that he did not help but give time to, lying upon the bosom of Abraham. He said, "Father Abraham, will you please send Lazarus? And he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in this place of torment where the worm dieth not." Friend, this man was in hell. I don't believe the greatest torment was the flame. I don't believe the greatest torment was him being able to feel, smell, or even see. The greatest torment that haunted this man was his memory.
That's right.
Because he remembered that that was Lazarus. Friend, there is a call from below tonight, as that rich beggar, he said, "Father Abraham, send somebody. I've got family. Lord, forbid that they come into this place of torment." There's people right now that's praying in hell. And somehow you and I cross paths with their family, with their loved ones. God, there's somebody that attends Soul Harbor Apostolic Church and knows my mama and knows my daddy. You walk up and down the streets and you pass by every day. Please, just make your way to their home. Come on, friend, there's a call. Is it that real, brother? Tell me. Is that real? Every one of us has got family members that have died lost.
Yes.
Could it be you? Everything that we told them became a reality in an instant. I promise you, their prayers is sent somebody. Please get a hold of this saint of God. Become a soul winner. Become active. Become something in your congregation. Become a revival. Can we all stand across this room? I wonder if there's someone here within these pews tonight that would say, "Brother Latell, been preaching to me. Brother Littell, I've been feeling that pull. I've been feeling the call. I've been feeling the unction to do something, but I didn't know where to start, where to go, who to talk to. I wonder if I've got a revival in the midst of these chairs tonight. I swear I'm going to lift your hands and say, Lord, send me. I wonder if I got a soul winner. I wonder if I got a young person. I say, Lord, I'm willing to commit all my energy, all my time. I'll get off of Facebook. I'll get off of Instagram. I'll get off the Xbox. And I'll get into the work of the kingdom of God. Come on, friend. I'll lay aside golf for a while. I'll lay aside the things that pleasure me. And I'll do the things that pleasure you, God. And I'll become active. I'll become something in your kingdom. I'll become a revival. I'll become a soul winner. Come on, friend. Every young person, every man, every woman, every child, if you've got the Holy Ghost, God is recruiting you. God needs you. God wants you. And much more than that, He's relying on you. Lord, here I am. God, this isn't a commitment that I'm making tonight. And I'm going to avoid it tomorrow. But God, this commitment tonight is until I take my last breath. How you rapture me out of this place. I wonder if I would have those come to the front to make a commitment. God, you can count on me. God, I'll take that talent. I'll take what you have given me. And I'll reproduce. I can help somebody else like me that was bound and lost and walking in darkness. I can share my testimony to help save another soul. Come on, friend, that's how important it is tonight. Can we pray? Can we sing? Come on, I'm preaching to my children tonight. My children, they gotta fall in love with this. Not just because Daddy preaches this, but because they are in love with Jesus. They are here about the Father's business tonight.